Vikings.com's coverage of the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine continues from Indianapolis, and here to help us out is Jason Lockenfora, CBS NFL Insider. When you think Minnesota Vikings, what are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about cold weather. Yeah. I'm thinking about getting that dome. I wasn't covering that game, but boy, I could feel it through the television set. It's great that the way that they've gotten a foundation built there under Coach Zimmer. Done a tremendous job. You can tell they have a certain identity. They're looking for certain characteristics, certain kind of guys, and they're finding them. And I'm excited to see what the next step of this evolution is, particularly on the offensive side of the ball.
I mean, you know, you're here covering the combine. You're here for the combine. You're not covering just the combine. You're paying attention to franchise tags. You're paying attention to free agency, all that stuff. So there's a lot of headlines at this time of year.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I always kind of find myself saying this. It's a bit of a misnomer to really call this the combine, because what happens in here is a small part of what's actually going on in hotel suites, in bars, in restaurants. You've got every agent in the league. You've got every coach in the league. You've got every salary cap guy in the league. You've got every GM in the league. You've got, you know, owners. This is where the foundation for the 2016 season is laid. And it starts with who's getting cut, who has to restructure, what's the market going to be for these players in free agency, what's the market going to be for that? Are we agreeing to any trades in principle that we might not officially consummate until March when the league year begins? It's an incredibly busy time, and it's the perfect segue right into free agency. It's really the winter meetings. It's baseball's winter meetings. People think it's just about the draft. The draft is a small part of everything that goes on in Indianapolis this week.
Right, and so to put the last two topics together, you say it's going to be interesting to see what the Vikings do offensively this offseason, and now you've been here at the Combine for a while. So what are some of your thoughts? What are some options?
Well, I mean, when you start to win and you're picking in the bottom third of the round, it's really dependent on what happens in front of you. Obviously there's always the ability to trade up or trade back. There's some decent offensive linemen in this draft, and you can't go wrong in that regard. Well, you can, but, they're still relatively safe. And I'm interested to see the evolution of the skill position players here. You know, they obviously paid the tight end big money a couple years ago. They got to get his production up. But, you know, what are the answers? You know, Diggs is certainly a piece of that puzzle moving forward. You know, but Mike Wallace, some of these other guys, what happened to Charles Johnson? I just think Teddy needs a few more weapons around him, some game changers, guys who either with size or strength or speed or combination of all the above are a matchup problem for tough defenses. Because when you get to the playoffs and you really only have to focus on AP and maybe the tight end, it's tough sledding, you know. And they still almost should have beat a really good Seattle team despite all that. But I think you really saw some of the limitations kind of take hold. And when you get to a stage now where you want to win multiple games in January, you know you're playing against good teams, that they've got to become a little more diverse on offense.
Last question for Jason. The NFC North, the Vikings knocked the Packers off their perch. They had won the division 4 years in a row. Vikings get back there for the first time since 2009. John Fox is doing his thing in Chicago, and Detroit is not that far removed from an 11-win season, and they're trying to retool there. So how does the NFC North shape up for 2016?
I think it's probably the same two teams slugging it out for, you know, a wild card and or division title. I think Chicago still has a ways to go. And you're talking about those two teams have very young GMs in place. I mean, they just, you know, Ryan Pace was just hired a year ago. Detroit, Bob Quinn just got there a few weeks ago. So, I know Detroit won a few years ago, but you're talking about Calvin Johnson retiring. You know, you're talking about some cap issues and things they have to sort through. I think both those teams are still in the rebuilding mode, whereas I look at the Packers, I look at the Vikings, I say that they're in competing mode.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. You can catch Jason's work at CBS. They do a great job of covering the NFL. You're a big part of that. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.